A plot-laden neighborhood hides a decades-long piece of growing land nearly forgotten by the city, but embraced by neighbors. After 35 years of being cultivated by James Vitti and Bridget Sutherland, the city lot is on the precipice of a more formal designation as a Common Gardens food forest. The history of the garden goes back to the neighboring lot 2 owners ago, Vitti explained. They were looking to divide the lot, but learned from the city they couldn't because of an underground brick-lined culvert running under the land. The city bought the lot and the couple next door gardened there. When they came decades ago, Vitti and Sutherland continued that practice. "We wanted to make it something that we could eat from throughout the whole year," Vitti said, pointing to added fruit trees and vines. "We wanted to add enough that there would be more birds and all sorts of wildlife here. It's become a neighborhood hub, with neighbors pitching in on occasion, or enjoying an Easter hunt or block party in the space. We've always also envisioned it as also a nucleus of other gardens on Garden Street," Vitti said. "It has achieved that status," says Nikki Harding, a neighbor on the, aptly named, street. She helps with the occasional harvest, with husband Jamie pitching in working with James weekly for the last 2 or 3 years. "They teach us, they share with us, they're just incredible. I like the idea that this is going to carry on, that it's going to transform into a community-based food forest for other people to enjoy as well," Harding said. "It's just so inspiring, they've inspired us. We always gardened a bit in our yard, but we've taken over, I think, 5 Boulevard's neighbors have lent us to grow our vegetables and flowers on." The couple's farm stand sits not far from the neighborhood growing space. At the other end of the block dotted with Boulevard Gardens, a seed library inspires future growers. Neil Johnson is a more recent transplant to the street, quickly learning of the secret little, amazing space. He's worked with the Life Cycles Project in the past and brings that expertise helping Vitti when he can. "James didn't just take this lot and just leave it and let it become overgrown. He's really taken years and years, decades of care, to make it into an actual special place, a productive place and one that's taken care of, not just overlooked," Johnson said. "I'd love to be able to help steward this as a public space as well. Learning how much work James has put into this over all the years to make it what it is. I'm happy to start getting involved and make it more of a public asset." Vitti frequently speaks about the future of the space both in urban agriculture and a community hub, Johnson said. "That future could be a little more cultivated and official than in the past. What now has happened is that the city, in surveying all the different properties they have in different states when it comes to its usage in food sustainability, has looked at this lot," Vitti said, noting the lot has no real designation. "There's no status for this land. A lot of city planners and people have come and gone and asked, what is the future of this land? Collectively they hope it will gain official designation such as a Common Gardens food forest, not necessarily a public space, but protected as a food source with established trees and bushes. That would also open access to more grants, which means more outreach and participation." Led by Kayla Seafried at the Victoria Compost Education Center, the site has already earned grant funding to map out the existing space and plans, and develop a potential plan for future use. She is also coordinating a proposal to the city to have it designated as a food forest, Vitti explained. "After 35 years, we're really looking to preserve it and at the same time kind of celebrate the fact that it's going to be something more involving all the neighbors. Do you have something to add to this story, or something else we should report on? Email christine.vanriewick@blackpress.ca.